Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I think a lot of people this morning think today is Monday.
I know.
You know, it's a holiday for a lot of people, mm-hmm. but it's actually Tuesday. Good morning, Booker, Crystal Beach, Chelsea. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Wasn't a holiday for us, so I'm very happy it's Tuesday.
Yes. Yes, I am. I feel good. I had a good day yesterday.
Okay.
Nice. I'm just ready to rule Tuesday. I got a good song for you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
I had a cool little sign yesterday. We're going to talk about signs later on this morning. But I was bitching yesterday about how 2020 has just sucked.
It's been a bad start for you.
Bad start.
Yeah.
I got sick. I was sick.
You lost your lottery ticket?
Yesterday. I lost a lottery ticket that I'd won.
You've been doing a million things at your house.
Yeah. And that has just been a mess. But everything's turned around. Like in one day, in one moment. And I think it's a sign. So I picked Ace of Base, the sign this morning. So there you go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Time to do some trending. What is trending in LA?
All right. I want to know what you guys think was the most downloaded app of 2019.
TikTok.
TikTok. It's got to be TikTok.
TikTok is what a lot of people would probably assume, but it's not TikTok, although it's up there. TikTok got over 700 million downloads.
Wow.
Facebook got just under 700 million downloads, but the top most downloaded app of 2019 is WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Interesting.
Which oddly made sense to me. Like, if you have family in other countries, mm-hmm. this is the only thing that they use. Mm-hmm. Like, constantly. Like, I have it. There's family group chats. I know Henry has it, talking to his family. So I was like, you know what? That actually does make a lot of sense.
I guess it's surprising to me because I've had WhatsApp for, 5 years now?
Yeah.
So that's interesting that why this year?
I think the older people, because it's all of our tias, tios, they're barely learning about apps like that.
I think it's more interesting that Facebook has almost as many as TikTok. Yeah. I mean, I would think everybody had Facebook by now.
Again, the older generation, because the only people that I know that are really active on Facebook that are barely downloading it are the older people. Like, my dad is barely learning how to use a computer.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, he would be the type of person that's barely learning of Facebook and barely downloading it. So there you go. All right, Dummy of the Day Award definitely goes to this bank robber who had this master plan of going into this bank, and his whole plan was to put a pillowcase over his head to hide his identity, but realized shortly after he got into the bank, he forgot to cut the holes out of the pillow.
For eyes?
Yes.
Dumbass.
So it was too dark in the bank. Like, outside, he was able to see through it enough. Inside, too dark. Had to take the pillowcase off so everyone saw him. They said immediately people working in the bank, they were like, we weren't scared or anything. After he had to take it off, we were like, wow, this guy is dumb.
Dumbass.
Dummy of the Day Award. All right. Things I already knew. Dogs are smart.
Dogs are smart.
But now it's being proven. So they did a new study on stray dogs that stray dogs can actually understand humans a lot more than we thought. They're untrained. They've been living on the streets. But when humans on the streets talk to the stray dogs, that the stray dogs understand when they use their hand gestures, like go away, sit. The dogs know more than oddly trained house dogs know. So there you go. Dogs are smart. Things I knew. Fun facts. Today is National Hugging Day. So I feel like at some point in the morning, yes, we're going to have to get a hug
Booker's
in there.
Like, nope. He's not a hugger.
And it's also 24 days until Valentine's Day. So that's for you, Booker. Get ready.
Oh my God. Is it really?
That's 24 days until Valentine's Day.
What do you do?
Countdown. I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Dogs are smart.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Arizona Zervas should perform at the Grammys.
Oh, wow.
It's not too early. I don't know. I don't know if I feel like he's earned it yet.
I'm bored with all of the people that they put together. Nothing against, let me look.
Ariana?
Ariana Grande. No.
Her?
Camila?
Her. I'd like to see her because she can shred.
Her's going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
But like Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, am I getting excited over that?
Could be interesting. They've never really performed together before.
Aerosmith?
I don't know.
They're 1,000. We've seen it before.
Still.
Okay. And by the way, what is going on with the Grammys? I guess the people that run the Grammys, there's some sort of, I don't know, it sounds like there was extortion.
Drama.
Yeah. There's so much drama
there's
over there.
There's always drama with it.
But is it a PR move? Because it's the week of the Grammys. Why didn't we hear about this like months ago?
It's not really good PR, though. Yeah, so I don't think so.
Any PR is good PR.
Well, that may be true as well.
PR.
But it really is taken away because I guess someone that was in charge was ousted, and that person said she wasn't supposed to be ousted. And there's money. There's so much money in the Grammys. That's another thing we've learned. Like, there's so much cash involved.
Yep.
It's crazy. I don't know. I just want to see Arizona Deservis. Camila, I mean, how many times can we see her? Come on, seriously.
She's so cute, though.
She is cute.
We love her. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Monday.
I still hear No Woman, No Cry every time we play that. I really do. It's 6:38. It is Amp Radio. I'm Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea. Chelsea has some entertainment for us and a good Beyonce story, I hear.
Yes, let's start with that one, actually. So Beyonce, of all people, she's getting a ton of backlash, which is very rare. Mm-hmm. We don't really hear that from her, but what's happening, it has to do with her Adidas and Ivy Park collection she just released. And, you know, it's selling out all over the world, but people are upset that it doesn't include plus sizes. So it basically just includes extra small through extra large. And basically what people are saying, and I was looking through the comments on social media, they're upset that because a lot of times Beyonce has plus size dancers and she's always usually very inclusive. And so they feel like they're upset that she didn't include it this time around, you know? Hmm. So very interesting. Yeah. So I wonder, I could see her coming back around. And
can I ask an odd question? Mm-hmm. Do most of the bigger lines, Nike, Reebok, whomever, I'm just picking ones out of the air, do they all have plus size lines, or is that a specialty?
I know for Nike it took them a while, but the same thing happened. They do now have plus size options. I still don't think it's as easy for you to get than like anyone else getting a small or a medium, you know, but they do have it available like if you go online. So the fact that this wasn't available, and I think just because Beyonce, she's a thick woman and like she's owned it, people are just upset at that, which is very odd.
Well, it's interesting too. I mean, maybe they're just testing it to see like how it would do. Because, like, obviously they launched this. It's a new collab with Adidas. And maybe the second time around they'll do the plus sizes.
Okay, so give it a minute.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Give her a second to roll it all out.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a very interesting story. Okay, Post Malone is apparently taking on acting, which is a total surprise. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he was going to be doing this. He stars in the new Netflix action comedy called Spencer Confidential. It also stars Mark Wahlberg. It seems kind of like a prison detective type show. But Posty is featured in the opening sequence of the trailer, where he's instigating a fight with Mark. They're in prison. He has like two lines, but here they are.
What do you say, Spence?
Not much.
How's it feel getting out?
Whoa!
There it is, Posty.
Yeah. Oh, that was it.
Oscar-worthy.
Academy Award. What?
I was waiting for more.
I mean, you know, he's convincing.
It's a tease.
I'm curious about the show. It comes out on Netflix March 9th, so I'll be curious to see how he does with that one. All right, so Adele, not only is she dropping all kinds of weight, she's crazy skinny right now. She looks amazing. But it also looks like she might be dropping some new music soon. And here's why we think so. Because yesterday, on her YouTube channel, a new video was uploaded and then quickly set to private. So fans noticed there's a new video up there. It's set to private. We don't know what it is, but there's activity. So people are saying, okay, we think that she's dropping music very, very soon. And it also comes just days after her management confirmed that her album is going to drop sometime this year. So we're thinking new music from Adele, a breakup album.
Breakup
Let's
songs.
Go. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Give me some feel good, Madge.
Okay.
Yeah. Woo. I love Tony. Okay, here's today's feel good story.
Okay,
so this will make you think of your granny, maybe.
Okay.
This 83-year-old woman. She's in a assisted living facility.
Uh-huh.
She has dementia.
Aw.
But it's really weird that some older people that have dementia, they really have a connection with music still, and they can still remember lyrics of songs. They may not recognize their family. And there's a great documentary called Alive Inside about this. She sings, and she likes Frank Sinatra.
Aww.
So she decided to sing My Way. She just sings it around. And one of the assistants decided, hey, let me sing this with you. So they got together and they did a version together in front of the other old people in the home.
Cute.
So someone thought, you know, this is really good. Let's get her out on the road. So they took this woman.
On tour?
No. That would be funny, though.
I know.
They took this woman to a recording studio with the assistant.
Wow.
And they recorded the song My Way together. And here's the recording.
I need a life that's full. Our traveled each and every highway. But more, much more than this, I need it by.
To bring this story home, they released this song. It's currently, it sits number 7 on the UK iTunes chart.
That's incredible.
Because it's such a sweet story.
Yeah. And she could really sing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
83 years old.
That's
so I thought
really
that was
special.
A nice story to feel good to.
Nice.
Feel better now?
Yes.
I do too.
Oh, Granny.
What is the number one trending song in Los Angeles? You will find out in about 3 minutes on Amp Radio. Hold on.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
This is sort of a quick round of radio charades, okay?
Okay.
Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea on Amp Radio. What am I doing?
Lunges.
Strongman.
What?
This for the internet, you should remember.
The ice challenge.
Icing.
T-bowing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I feel like T-bowing was the first, it was before planking. Remember when everybody was planking? Planking was, everybody was doing that, but I think T-bowing was the first one.
I don't remember that.
That was the first one, but there's Tim Tebow news, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
And if you don't know who Tim Tebow is, he was like the God Squad football player from Florida. Now he plays baseball, but he just got married to a South African, and I think he's a virgin.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah, he's been very vocal about it.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, once you get married or once you get engaged, if you break that rule because you're just like, well, we're going to get married anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna,
or are you like, we've come this far?
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that before 8 o'clock. Would you?
Oh, no.
Could you?
I'm scared of what you're going to ask.
I know what you're going to ask.
Okay, let's do trending first. What's going on?
All right. The most unprofessional thing Americans do at work. Booker, do you want to take a guess?
Porn. Gotta be porn.
Ooh.
Chelsea?
Like hook up with their fellow coworkers.
Coworkers, that's a good one. Booker takes a cake. Watch porn. You must know a lot about this.
Majestic.
Watching porn at work.
I don't watch porn at work.
Liars.
You so have. You never have once.
No. At work?
On your phone?
I don't know.
I keep that private.
Okay.
I have accidentally. Like, you click on something and you'd be like, I didn't realize that was coming.
You, like, look over your shoulder, like, hope no one walked by at that time.
Right.
And we work in, like, a fish tank, so people walk by and they're like, oh, Booker's watching porn.
Looking at porn. Tight. That is the number one thing Americans do at work. The number two, had a Skype interview with another company while at work.
Whoops.
And number three, making food like cupcakes with X-Lax because people steal lunch in the kitchen.
Ooh.
That's
kind
harsh.
Of funny.
We did that as a senior prank in high school at the cafeteria. Other responses from people online were having intercourse with the boss for a raise. This one teacher said, I packed all of my students in my car to go see if my man was cheating on me. He was. Another person said a customer told them they were allergic to chives. So guess what? They put chives in their quesadilla so they would have to send it back and they could eat it in the back. Because I always wonder what they do with that food that's sent back. I guess they just eat it.
Huh.
There you go. All right, great news from Starbucks. They announced they will be opening 85 community stores in lower income neighborhoods. So the menu will be very low cost. The lattes will only be $2.25 when a regular latte down the street at another regular Starbucks is usually over $3. So they said they aim to have these open by 2025, which is really awesome. All right, we were talking about Girl Scout cookies. Season is here, and great news, very 2020 of us. You can now order your Girl Scout cookies online.
Boo!
takes away because it's supposed to, like, these girls, they need to put the work in and go door to door or, like, that's what it's teaching is, like,
it does not count if some annoying person from sales doesn't come to your office and say, hey, you got to buy these cookies for my kid.
Okay, so there's two ways. And then two ways. So a little girl will have a code. So you can give out her code. You insert her code and then she gets the credit for it. It's 2020. How can we not expect the Girl Scouts to be in with the times?
And then there's something about, like, getting that one day you get all the cookies, like, in your office. Yeah. And so then you, like, share it with everyone. Or it's like, it's just like a good day when that happens. It's going to be different now. They'll just be sent to your house.
I love this because I used to have to sell stuff all the time. I hated it. I hated being outside the market or at the gas station selling the chocolates I had to sell because I went to private school and, like, you had to sell them. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it was the worst. So I'm like, this is amazing.
No.
Good for you. I'm Crystal B. If it's trending, you know I got you.
We're just booing you.
I know.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Let's segue to entertainment. Some good stories with Chelsea. What you got?
All right, so now that Rihanna is single, of course, she's being romantically linked to every person she stands next to. But this one's a big one. She was seen hanging out with Drake, you guys.
I almost said that yesterday. I swear to God, I was this close to that.
What do you mean?
How long before people say she's with Drake again?
Well,
I was this close to saying
Here's the thing. So there's not much to report about this story other than they were, like, standing next to each other at this event. They were exchanging smiles and good spirits. But I think this was surprises is that we didn't think they were even friends or on speaking terms. So that was kind of, you know...
You know what's crazy? Over the holiday break, Drake did this really long interview, and it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but he talks about Rihanna in it. And when him and Chris Brown did the song, that he called Rihanna and asked her for permission, because obviously her and Chris Brown had their own situation, and he's like, I'm always going to love her, and I didn't want her to feel a type of way for me to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he called her, got her blessing, and, like, when he did that interview, I was like, oh, this is going to be everywhere. Nobody's talked about
That's so interesting.
Yeah, so they've been talking.
Enough time has gone by, and when, like, they grew up together kind of in this industry, so it's got to be a hard thing. Like, they'll always be friends. So I don't know. I still think I would love to see them date. But
the Jennifer Aniston Brad Pitt effect.
They're just like nostalgia. Bring them back together. Love does exist.
Do you guys all want to get back together with your exes or something?
Then why?
Seriously, but why do you guys keep wishing it for other people then? I don't understand.
Because they're single and it's not working out with the new people that they're trying to work it out with.
Oh, who gives a damn? It's like high school. They're all boning each other.
It's the love story of, like, if you love something, let it go. And if it comes back to you, it's meant to be. So
just let them, Booker.
Whatever, okay? All right, let's talk about Taylor Swift. So she's never really been a big fan of Justin Bieber. She's obviously BFFs with Selena, his ex. But over the weekend, she kind of took things to the next level by having him kicked out of the same gym. So apparently they showed up the same gym. They were going to have, like, a workout. And she had her bodyguard tell Justin and his people to leave. Ooh. And so she got the gym. She worked out by herself, and she just didn't want Justin to be
by. Well, I had heard she reserved the gym, so she was supposed to have the gym.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But they kicked everybody out that was in there, and he happened to be in there. But the question is, did she know?
I mean, did she? Because she's just not a fan of him, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Isn't there a story that her mom has some sort of brain tumor?
So literally just like 10 minutes ago, it broke. She just, because we knew her mom had breast cancer, and that's been a struggle for the last, I think, like 4 years. She just revealed that while she's going through chemo, they found a brain tumor as well. So, I wish her family, I mean, all the thoughts and prayers for that. All right, let's talk about Tim Tebow.
Okay.
First off, big congrats to him because he is officially married to the 2017 Miss Universe. They got engaged last year.
Nice.
But the reason why this is such a big story is because rumor has it he was a virgin up until his wedding day. So, I mean, the question is, Crystal B., would you marry or date a virgin?
No, absolutely not.
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth coming up. 97.1
AMP
Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea on AMP Radio. Tim Tebow now married.
Mm-hmm.
Got himself married.
Good for him.
And he so famously said that he was going to wait until he was married to perform the act. Okay.
Right. The act. Yeah.
Crystal B. No way, right? Not a chance.
I couldn't do it. I mean, hey, if that makes you happy, I just couldn't do it. I feel like you learn a lot about somebody when you're involved with them in bed.
So you meet a guy, and he tells you, I've never done it before. Mm-hmm. Check, please. You're out?
I mean, I would probably ask, like, why? And is this something that you have to hold off for, or you just haven't found the right person to do it with? Because maybe that's me. You feel me? But
did you answer my question, though? You did not answer my question. My question is, you're out. Check,
I'm
please.
Out.
You're out.
I'm
okay.
Out.
Okay. Okay. Chelsea, have you ever dated a guy that says, hey, I'm a V?
I'm a V.
I'm a V. Oh my gosh. I'd be like, excuse me, what?
I'm
vegetarian?
Yeah.
No, I've not.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could. It's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like it sounds so like barbaric in a sense, but I feel like you do have to like sort of test drive the car before. Because right. That's a big part of a relationship.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
If and that so, connection's not there?
Yeah. And that's like very, that's happened before where it just like, it doesn't. You don't feel it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what, like, that'd be awful. You get married and then you don't feel it. Like, yeah. You have to, I think it's a really big part of it. I don't know if I could do it either. I hate saying that because you want to, like, give someone a shot, but then they can't.
Okay, let's turn
it's
the tables
It's very old
here.
School. Yeah.
Let's turn the tables. If it's a girl.
Yeah. What would you do?
And she says, I'm a virgin. What would I do? I think I'm out.
Yeah, I know.
Because I agree with you, too. There's a chemistry.
Right.
And even, I don't know if you've had, you just said that, you've had relationships where sometimes that everything could be great, but that part of the relationship, for whatever reason,
doesn't.
Yeah, you'll sit and say, you're the hottest person in the world.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But sometimes, I don't know, it's chemistry, I guess.
I also feel like no matter what, like for a guy and a girl too, like you'd get in your head then, like once you do finally do it, it'd be like, it'd be a lot to deal with. Like in the moment, they'd be in their head. It'd be this whole, like, you'd have to work.
It's like not special.
You'd have to like work through it together. It'd be like a whole situation.
And put it this way.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm dating someone and I've waited all of this time. Let's say we've dated for, I would say we would date for 6 months because there's no way I could wait longer than
that.
Yeah. But let's say we waited like 4 or 5 years, whatever it is.
Okay.
We wait that long. I mean, what an experience for her the first time, because it's going to be the worst ever.
Yes.
Because it's going to be over so quickly.
It's getting uncomfortable.
It's like you've waited all that time for that.
But we don't know if Tim Tebow's now wife was a V either, right?
Right.
A vegan.
We also don't know. vegan, vegetarian, whatever. We also like don't that. Know if, like, once they got engaged, did they just do it? Because they're like, well, we're going to get married anyways. Like,
right.
Mine as well.
But it's still the same thing. He's waited his entire life. He's a grown-ass man now.
I don't think he's waited. I honestly am not buying that at all.
He was a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
I mean, you could love God. You could go to church every Sunday or every day if you want. To me, it's just wild.
You still got to get down.
Yeah. And like, he's been in relationships before. This is not his first relationship. So I'm not buying it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just wonder. I wonder if there's a situation where a listener has had that problem where they've met a guy or a girl, whatever way you're going on this one. If you've met someone, you've been sexually active and they're like, well, I'm not going to be. And if you waited, I wonder, you know, how long would you wait?
Call in.
877-971-HITS. I'd love to know how long you would wait. How long would you, if you've done it before, and it's great. How long, if you met someone, how long were you willing to go? That's a good question, right?
Till the end of the date.
All right.
Till after they pay for the check.
Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Well, supposedly, Tim Tebow waited.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine, especially if you've done it before, you know?
Uh-huh.
I just can't imagine waiting for someone. Ashley, you with me?
Yes, I'm here. How
hey,
you doing?
Ashley. How long did you wait for this dude?
I waited 6 months.
6 months.
And then what?
I did. Well, I took it from him.
Yeah. And how'd that go for you?
It was whatever. But, you know, we lasted a year and a half, but I taught him well.
Aww.
Back up a second. So you guys didn't end up getting married, but he waited for you. And you guys didn't end up, like, getting married.
Well, we didn't get married because his mom didn't like me, because she found out that I took it. Because it was like a thing. It was like his religion not to do it.
Gotcha.
You're the bad girl.
I was, and that's okay. That year and a half was pretty good.
All right. Let's go to Hoda. Hoda?
Yeah?
Did you wait?
Okay, so my husband and I were both V's, but it was religious reasons before we got married. And I think you guys are maybe looking at it all wrong, because when you know that option is not on the table, you become so much more intimate and close in different ways mm-hmm. because that's not what you're occupied with anymore. Like, your brain is open to being connected and connecting on a deeper level. But that's not on the table. That's just, it's off the table. It's not an option.
I think that's a really good point, you know? Mm-hmm. She makes with that. All right. Thanks for calling. 877-971-HITS. If you want to see Monsta X. Monsta X in the SoCal Honda sound space here at Amp Radio. We'll take caller 9 and get you in. Joe Bros now on Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Donald Booker, Crystal B, and Chelsea. Crystal B has some trending stuff. What's happening?
All right, let's talk about the most hated states in the U.S. Booker, do you think California made that list?
I've lived in about 15 different states. I'm going to tell you, California's number one.
Why?
Wow, I don't think so. Not number one.
We're hated number one, but we're not the worst.
We are hated more than any other state, is what I will say. Because
traffic,
we have sun and celebrities. It's a bunch of hippies out there in California. I mean, that's what the world thinks of us.
No, but people like that. States. People are obsessed with the celebrities.
People here love it.
No, young people aspire to come here. Most people think we're off of our rocker out here. Trust me. They think we're a bunch of liberals and this and that. And I hate them California people.
Oh my God.
Trust
me. Accent. Yeah.
Like I said, I've lived in a lot of places.
Well, you're right. We are the most hated state in the U.S. 9 states total be hating on us. And they are Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming.
It's sunny most of the time here. It's beautiful.
So let me ask you, who do we hate the most? Who do Californians hate the most? This is a good one. Because I love to hate. Now it's our turn.
Let me go to Tam. Hold on. Let me see if Tam knows. Put Tam up. Tam, you got a guess on this one?
I'm going to go with Texas.
Texas, that's a solid
yeah,
guess.
That's a good solid
one. I can see that. Yeah. A lot of people talking like that there.
Oh my gosh. And they're the opposite of liberal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Texas is it. Californians hate Texas.
Wow. I had a feeling she knew. Yeah. I had a feeling.
So, ha, there you go, Texas.
Hate
you.
Yeah. In your face.
All right, the average person spends how many hours a day on their phone? 5.7 hours, that's it. A day. And these are millennials. So new study is saying that millennials use their phone 5.7 hours a day for Instagram texting, to actually use the phone, Facebook, and the internet, while boomers are spending 5.4 hours a day on their phone, which is still a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And boomers are mostly on Facebook.
Interesting.
So, there you go. All right. Could the Dodgers get the 2017 and 2018 World Series titles? Well, today the LA City Council will be voting on whether to even ask the MLB to remove the 2017 and 2018 World Series titles from the Astros and the Red Sox and give them to us, the Dodgers. Who deserves them? Booker, I know you feel a lot about this because you're a baseball fan. You're
I'm a
Dodgers
huge
fan.
Baseball fan, but I'll say this. Our councilmen and council people, they got better things to do. There's homeless everywhere, there's potholes everywhere, there's traffic everywhere. If you are wasting one more second of time on this, I'm going to be very upset when I vote.
I feel that, and I also feel like the Dodgers got cheated.
I do, too.
And I don't like getting cheated, so I could go either way. Listen, I want to win those titles.
We will always know forever there's an asterisk next to their championships.
Yeah.
They cheated at some point during the season. We don't know how often, how much, but yeah, I feel you.
All right, we're about to find out soon, hopefully. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Okay.
Here it is.
Uh-oh.
Let's pep up our spirits.
Woo!
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
I don't know if I've asked either one of you two, but I assume I should ask Madge first. Majestic. Looking at it to the two ladies, would you say that they were both probably athletic in high school?
Yes, I would actually say that.
Okay, would you say that they were like basketball?
I feel like track and soccer between Chelsea and Crystal B.
Okay.
For some reason.
Okay, that's what I think.
Either one could be either one.
Right. You're kind of interchangeable. Okay.
Are we supposed to tell you?
Yeah, I was going
to.
I'm like, what's up?
No, just a random thought.
Okay.
Chelsea, what did you play? Did you play any sports?
Yeah, I did soccer, tennis, and volleyball.
What? I knew it. You knew it, dude.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I was captain of the soccer team.
I could see that. Uh-huh. I could see you kicking ass out there. I could also see you running around like a maniac out there, too. Your little thing. She's squirrely. Crystal B is squirrely.
She'd be dangerous.
She'd be dangerous. Wouldn't she be hard to guard?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
But I wasn't a runner. I wasn't a runner in high school.
You weren't?
No.
You look like a runner.
I hated running. I'm a runner now, but that happened after high school. I did all water sports, water polo and swim.
Water nice. Polo?
Yeah, we didn't have water polo. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems bougie coming from you, dude.
It was so weird because it's a Montebello high school. It's not typical that you would play water polo, but right. Montebello funny. Actually breeds a lot of the Olympic female water polo players.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Crystal B, you could go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
That seems like something someone would say that went to like Crespi or Harvard Westlake or something like that. That's very weird.
Water polo and
did you
swim.
Row? Did you row?
No. We didn't have rowing.
Probably a rower.
Did you play rugby?
I did snowboarding, so that'll add on to it.
Who do you think like in a foul shooting contest would win? Crystal B or Chelsea?
Damn,
a
I have to give that one to Chelsea.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Water polo people can't play basketball.
Interesting. Well, I was just reading a story. How were your parents when you were athletic? Were they crazy about you competing? Did they get nuts? Did they yell at refs? Were they those kind of parents?
No, but there were those kind of parents that drove me nuts. But no, my parents would like pep talk me before the game.
Oh, they were cool.
But they were chill about it, yeah.
They didn't get too involved. What about yours?
My dad would show up to my water polo practices, and he never wanted me to really play water polo or be in swim because of the build that girls get in swimming. Like, he thought I was going to have broad shoulders, and he always wanted me to play tennis or softball.
Your dad was worried about your build?
Yes. He's it's just not like a really dainty sport. Like, maybe you should play softball. I'm like, I want to play water polo, so he would show up to my practices and like watch.
But you can't really trash talk other water polo players, can you? Yeah.
No, but I remember one time this girl was drowning me in water polo, and I could see my dad, like as I was coming up for air, I could just see him like, come on, come on. And luckily I didn't drown. So
there's a story about this dad. He's like 56 and his son's a wrestler, and he runs out. This kid does this illegal move to his son, okay? And like kind of hurts him almost. The dad charges in and like tackles the dude on the wrestling mat.
Wow.
The dude got arrested. You can't do that, of course. But I used to umpire Little League when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
And you have no idea what these parents are capable of. I've thrown more parents out of games than I've ever thrown kids out. Kids don't care.
You know what's funny? I did theater growing up. Like, I was in, like, our community theater, and I remember there were theater parents that would, like, sit in the front row, and we'd be, like, at rehearsal, and the parents would sit there, and they'd just, like, tap their ear, like, sing louder. Like, you need to be the loudest one on stage.
Wow.
So that was a whole other level of, like, crazy momager parents.
Ooh. I coached synchronized swimming, so you could add to that. But the moms were crazy with synchronized swimming. Like, point your toes. You got to point your toes more.
Who are you?
You're an amphibian. Yeah.
You are the weirdest person.
I love
person.
The water.
You are.
Sorry. Keep it wet, you know?
In a million years, I wouldn't have guessed you as a synchronized swimming coach.
Yep. And a water polo coach.
Wow.
And a dive coach.
Okay.
All the water stuff.
I learned a lot about the both of you.
Yeah.
I don't know who would win. Okay, like, who do you think would throw a baseball or softball better? Crystal B or Chelsea?
Ooh, Chelsea kind of looks like a softball player.
Yeah.
Wait, I feel like that's not a compliment at all.
What do you mean? Just athletic. That doesn't mean anything. I dated an ex-softball player.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's
cool.
Right. Who do you think? What? I don't. Yeah, I think I would have to go Chelsea.
Do you want
to
know
too.
A fun fact about me?
Okay.
I was actually in college. I was the arm wrestling champion.
See?
And I would take champion. Like I worked at this restaurant, and they would like the guy.
That.
I would like because I was in a sorority too, so I'd have like my sorority sweatshirt on, and the guys would they'd like place bets because they knew that I was going to win, and I would like beat some guys too. I don't know.
See,
how.
They're both very small, but they're both of them could kick my ass. There's no question about this. They're both very tough though
scary.
For being so small.
That's why I'm excited for Crystal B to be my wing woman when we go out. And pick up guys because I feel like she can handle it if like a guy approaches me and like we don't want him by.
Oh yeah,
we'll be a good
team.
We'll
get rid of him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, let me say one thing.
What?
Tam could kick both of your asses.
Probably.
You
so
know
true.
It.
Right?
Wow, Tam came in quick.
She could do backflips.
Yeah.
Yep.
She would kill both of you. All right.
Backflip on us.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We were doing an either or. Would you rather drown to death?
Oh gosh.
Or die in a fire?
Or burn to death? Mads, what are the facts?
So Madge got the facts on because I'm like, drowning very quickly, you're
Same.
Out. you go into shock, not a big deal.
But then fire, I feel like the smoke would kill you.
Or the smoke would knock you
out. Put you out, yeah.
So Madge got some facts on this.
Yeah, so I checked drowning to death, and that takes about six minutes. But with fire, it can vary. So depending on how heavy the fire is, it could take hours or it could take minutes as well. Because your insides could collapse.
Oh, my God.
Or your skin receptors will go first.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's why they have us play so many songs.
Oh, I guess drowning. Gosh. Final vote.
Drowning for me,
drowning,
for sure.
Drowning, final
That's
vote.
That's my either or, for sure.
Ugh.
All right.
97.1
Amp. Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Booker, Crystal B, and Chelsea on Amp Radio. Well, we come up with things sometimes. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
That was a good question, though.
It was a good question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could come up with worse, trust me.
And we will, I'm sure.
And we will. Damn it, we're here every morning. For now. Chels, let's do some entertainment.
All right, let's start with Beyonce. So she is getting a ton of negative backlash right now, which is rare. We really don't hear bad things about Beyonce often. But it's about her new Adidas Ivy Park collection. So it's been selling out everywhere. But I guess the problem is people are upset it doesn't include plus sizes. So it only comes in sizes extra small through extra large. Looking at the comments on social media, and people are upset because Beyonce, she's always inclusive. A lot of her dancers are plus size women. So they're kind of just like, why this time around did they not include plus size sizes?
I would say hold your horses. Give her a second to roll out everything.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
It's coming.
See what the demand is.
Absolutely. All right, this is so random. So Post Malone is apparently taking on acting. He is going to be in the new Netflix action comedy called Spencer Confidential. It also stars Mark Wahlberg. It's like a prison detective type show.
Ooh, nice.
But the first trailer dropped, and Posty has a couple lines. Here they are.
What do you say, Spence?
Not much.
How's it feel getting out?
Wow.
That's it.
Smell a People's Choice Award.
That was a little tease?
Wow. That's it.
It's all he's in the trailer.
He's easing into acting, okay?
I know, but I'm going to watch it. Is he going to start doing more? I'm so curious. What's going to happen? I mean, his roles are limited because of all the tattoos on his face, right?
True. Yeah. There's makeup, though.
That's true.
Do makeup.
That's true. All right, so Adele. Obviously, she's been in the news lately because she's lost a lot of weight. She looks amazing. But she's now in the news because apparently she might be dropping new music very soon, which makes me very excited. And this people think this because a video was uploaded onto her YouTube channel yesterday, and it was quickly set to private, and it's still up there, but it's no fans can see it. It's just a private setting, so people are thinking, is this a music video? Is she going to drop music like any minute now?
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's been 4 years since her last album. We're expecting a breakup album because she's just went through a divorce. So new music from Adele. I think it's happening. Get excited about that. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
I just decided while listening to that I'm excited to see her at the Grammys.
Oh, all of a sudden.
It's been a minute, you know? I guess it's been a minute. She'll be at the Grammys on this weekend, next weekend?
This Sunday.
Ooh, sneaking up.
Yep.
8:53 on Amp Radio. I was just telling everybody that I'm going to IKEA, which is a big event, and we start talking about the food at IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
Not about the furniture. We don't care about the furniture. It's the Swedish meatballs for me. That's what I like. And Madge was chirping about the breakfast that they have there.
I love the saucer ice cream, the vanilla. It's so creamy. It's so good.
Isn't it weird when you get a place that's not known for something that does food good?
Uh-huh.
It's just so weird. And there's so many of those like hidden nugget treasure gems in Los Angeles and all around.
Yep.
Like there's this church in Encino that has the best coffee that everybody in the valley goes to for the best coffee. Yeah. Everybody's religious all of a sudden every day just so they can get this coffee. And like another thing, a very California thing is going to Rite Aid to get the thrifty ice cream.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
And I don't think they do that anywhere else in the country.
Thrifty ice cream?
Yeah, you can only get it at Rite Aid.
Yeah.
And it's weird that Rite Aid has good ice. Like,
it's Rite Aid's homemade.
Yeah, like it's not. But I
tastes
don't even,
homemade.
But if you look at the label, it doesn't even say ice cream on it. You gotta notice that. It's like, it says something like a cream treat or someone pull up a label of a thrifty ice cream. It's like cream treat. It doesn't say ice cream. So it may be crack or something. I don't know what they put in it.
Possibly.
But I love when there's those kind of places. Can you think of any place that you would go in LA, anywhere that you'd walk into and say, man, this has great something, but it's not supposed to?
This is random and I don't think I feel this way anymore, but I used to love the hot dogs at Costco.
Oh.
They have amazing hot dogs.
They still do. They're great.
In LA, it's King Taco. Like, you can only find King Taco on the east side mostly, and King Taco is so freaking good.
Yeah, but you expect it. It's a taco place. It's like you. I'm like looking for the places that you wouldn't expect them for, to have really good something. Hmm. It'd be like going to your car dealership and they're like, "Hey, we got the best strudel." Like, why? Why do you have good strudel there? I'm sure there's a lot of those. If you can think of any, you could call us 877-971 hit.
971 Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.